812 Galesburg's Morning News. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, this weekend, a big event that can help out those in need here in the city of Galesburg, as the Letter Carriers Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive is going to be happening this week. And here to talk more about it from the Galesburg Postal Service Letter Carrier, Tony Ball. Tony, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you doing?
Very good. Thanks for being with us here this morning.
After 2 years, I know. This is nice.
It's nice to have back some normalcy, right?
Yes.
Oh, finally. All right. Also from Fish Food Pantry, the president, Diane Copeland. Diane, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us here on this Tuesday morning, and we were just talking out there that Mother Nature is kind of slapping us in the face today. We said, "Yeah, we get to a day. You got a day of spring now. Here's summer, and for those out delivering and that will be collecting, it might not be as bad this weekend, but it makes it a little bit tough on you, doesn't it?
It does, but we'll take this over the rain. Rain. Everybody's getting out mowing and stuff, and I broke out my shorts today, so I'm sorry for the white legs.
No, I've been wearing mine since the first time we had a warm couple days in March, because there's this equipment next to me is hot, so I was like, I'm defying you, Mother Nature.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's talk about it. So this 30th annual, is that, and of course we have all the COVID stuff, so we're counting, and is this nationally, this is the 30th annual, or this here in Galesburg?
No, 30th, nationally, okay. It's the 30th annual. The last 2 years, because of COVID, what we did, all of the unions across the country made donations.
Okay.
And then our national union matched whatever donations we made to whatever pantries. So when we made a donation to Fish, they made it, so it doubled it. Oh. So that's why we are continuing our year. So it's the 30th all over.
Very good. Well, that's a good thing, and it's been a very successful thing. Well, let's talk about what's happening and whom it benefits.
Well, of course, it benefits the Fish Food Pantry, benefits everybody here in the local areas, and including Kewaunee, Knoxville, Wyoming, and Monmouth as well. But it benefits all those people that have been through hard times. And it's such a simple thing, just to set out food by your mailbox, that... You what more could you ask for?
Yeah, pretty easy way to do it. And Diane Copeland with the Fish Food Pantry, we do our food drives later in the year, and there are different things like this that go on. They're all necessary to help keep the Fish Food Pantry stocked and keep everybody from going hungry.
Most definitely. We rely a lot on food drives, fills our pantry. This one will really fill our pantry, we're hoping. Usually this is our biggest food drive of the year. And like I say, as Tony says, we cover all of Knox County. So, and Fish is the largest food pantry, so we do have a lot of people that we serve. Last year we served approximately 8,700 individuals from approximately 3,500 households. So what you're giving this weekend will help many, many people, and there are a lot of hungry people out there in Knox County that need our help.
Is there any particular type of food items, these non-perishables, that you're looking for, just anything you can give?
Basically, we just say non-perishables.
Yeah.
Of course, it's always canned vegetables, soups, fruits, anything like that. The helper meals are always good, tuna or canned chicken, anything that's non-perishable, we take.
What the kids like to eat, I always like to say, because it's during the summer, and there might be some programs that I do not know about in the county that do help with, kids that are out of school, but they don't have those school breakfast and lunch.
Right.
So
right. Yeah. It's
our basic pantry staples, and we do stock the canned raviolis and SpaghettiOs and meatballs for the kids. We try to always have peanut butter and jelly accessible in our pantry, because we want to have something available that those kids can fix for themselves.
30th annual Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive coming up this weekend. Tony, let's talk about how this works and what people need to do. Basically, you just, assuming in a shopping bag, right, to make it easier for when you come to pick it up, and any non-perishable food items?
Non-perishable, no homemade products. As much as we'd like to have your chocolate chip cookies and stuff, we can't take those.
Right.
We will be this week. We are handing out. We got Save a Lot in Kewaunee. They helped us with our food drive bags, And CUNYS has, they were unbelievable this year. They're donating absolutely every truck we're going to be using. So when you see a CUNYS truck in your neighborhood marked with the CUNYS signs, please know that's us, all the helpers. So don't think that, you know, they're coming around. But they generously donated. We're probably up to about 9 trucks right now.
Wow. And so this Saturday, correct?
This Saturday.
All right.
And if you want to set it out early during this week, that's fine. We'll pick it up. We'll take it. So,
yeah. So on your regular route, it's not necessarily somebody on their regular letter carrying route that's picking up. You
right.
have kind of extra people
right.
that are kind of helping going around picking up, because
right.
there's going to be a whole lot. That would be a lot to ask of you.
Oh, yes.
It's
we got a lot of our carriers that their families, it's that one day that their families can walk with them, and they're carrying a wagon behind them and stuff, because a lot of people like to see the fact that we actually do have families. And they get to come out, and they love to help mom or dad pick up food, and plus we got the trucks that go around and pick up food for routes that don't have help, and then they go pick up from the carriers, and then they take it out to Fish Food Pantry.
You just blew the whole image, Tony. We thought you all just went back to the post office, spent the night there, and then did it again the next day. That's not how it works? Apparently not.
No.
All right. Well, now we know. So the 30th annual Stamp Out Hunger food drive coming up this Saturday for the letter carriers here in Galesburg and around the area are going to take care of you. And you'll have your bags, and if you have your own bags, whatever you want to do to put out, just make it as easy as you can. Don't overstuff a bag that's going to fall apart or whatever the case may be.
And, you know, 3, 4, 5 bags is perfectly fine.
Yeah,
by
there you go. There you go. So we talked to Diane about the canned items, but I guess some boxed items as well, right?
Oh, sure.
Are okay as long as whether it's cereal or anything.
Oh,
is it,
sure. Yeah. Cereal, crackers, you know, the helper meals, anything like that is just fine, because we give all of that out. That's our basic pantry staples that we have. And right now we need food in our pantry.
Yeah.
So this is a great time, and there's a lot of need out there right now. And at some point I want to mention, if this kind of snuck up on us this year, so we are in need of volunteers to help on Saturday.
We just got this thrown at us into March.
Wow.
That we were actually doing it. So,
hey, by the way, it's back, right?
Oh, we're going to do it this year.
Oh, God.
You know, and it's it's been a stressful time trying to get volunteers. And out at her pantry, it's sorting food. You can tell them how they sort food.
Basically the trucks come in, and we're out at the garage bays at KCCDD, and we've got like 8 tables set up, so we need people at those tables that are sorting the food. They come in, dump all the bags. We have to box it all so that we can stack it, have a neat way to store it. And so we do need quite a bit of help. And this year it just seems like there's a lot of things going on, I think, this weekend.
Yeah. What time of day are you looking at Saturday that you need
help? Anytime between 10 and 4 would be the basic times. You know, if you can stay a couple hours, if you can stay the whole time, depending on how many people that we get. We'll be there earlier. We'll be there about 8:30, setting everything up and taping all the boxes together. So if you are an early morning person and want to come out and help with that, we need help then also.
Let me ask this, Tony, as far as the letter carries, will you accept monetary donations, or do you just want the...
Some people have asked me about that. If you do, put it in a sealed envelope, write food pantry on it so we know that it goes there. We don't like to take a whole bunch of money. It's mostly food, but it will go out to the Fish Food Pantry.
Yeah. So that, again, this Saturday, the Galesburg Letter Carriers will be collecting food for the 30th annual Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. It all goes to the Fish Food Pantry, benefiting people here in Galesburg and Knox County. And I know, Diane, I'll get back to you, President of Fish Food Pantry, and these are great, and you're hopefully will collect a whole bunch of food that's going to help out. But for somebody who also would like to help out in other ways, monetary donations are a great thing if they can stop by and drop something off at that Fish, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
You know, and anytime, you know, if you want a donation for this specific cause, you can just mark it as such and drop it off at the pantry, or put it in Post Office Box 1922, and we will get it, and we'll make sure that the Stamp Out Hunger Drive gets credit for that also.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great idea.
And I do want to say one thing. A lot when it comes to the volunteers, you know, church groups, school groups, there's a lot of seniors that I am getting phone calls from that have to get community hours. What a way to get community hours.
Absolutely.
You'll get a letter from us and a letter probably from Fish stating that, hey, so-and-so was out here. So if you've got groups like that that can come out there and just sign up that day and stay for however many hours you can stay, it's a wonderful experience, and it's a humbling experience.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, it couldn't be an easier way to do it this Saturday. Just your, or if you got some ahead of time, as you said, that they can pick up during the week.
Yeah, set it out during the week, do it.
So, for instance, in an apartment building, I got all the mailboxes in front of me. Just sit it there in front of that?
Just set it there. The carriers will drive around and get it, the ones, because there's certain places we can't see, like those apartments.
Right.
So, yeah, just set it out. I've got some of my buildings. I have one person that collects it all and then meets us and does it for us, so which is nice.
Non-perishable food items, that's what they need to benefit the Fish Food Pantry. And, again, we're glad it's back. And, again, the 30th annual Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. We appreciate the letter carriers and what they're doing. I know, Diane, you guys appreciate all the work that they put in as well.
Oh, yes.
But you need some more help, some volunteers to help at Fish itself on Saturday.
That's correct. And we do appreciate them, believe me. So, like I say, this is – and Tony can probably attest to it. We usually get between about 18 to 25,000 pounds of food on that one Saturday.
Yeah, it's been, and some years it's been more. And this year, with it being the 30th, I'm really, and not doing it the past 2 years, I'm really hoping, even though grocery prices are probably crazy, but sometimes you can go to some of these local stores and get great deals on, canned goods and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Macaroni and cheese and, boxed potatoes and stuff like that. You can get really good deals on stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we do need boxed potatoes.
Well, there we go. See?
You can
find a deal.
I'll put a call out for boxed potatoes.
There you go. Well, again, anything, Tony, anything else we need to know about the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive?
Well, just nationally, we have collected since the inception of this $1.8 billion pounds of food across the country, and we all do it. It's a rough day for us, so be understanding that things might be running a little bit late that day, but we're doing it for a great cause, and we'll continue to do it throughout the years.
Yeah, absolutely. And we hope that the need goes away, but as long as the need's there, it's going to keep happening, right? How about, Diane, anything else that we need to know about Fish Food Pantry or about this event?
No, I don't think so. We just need, just so you know that we appreciate the letter carriers and what they're doing out there that day, because actually it is a very hard day for them.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Their load is heavy enough every day without having to add cans of green beans.
We don't want a 90-degree day either, right?
No.
No. But it happens sometimes, right?
It does. Better than a rainy day, so I'll take whatever as long as it doesn't rain.
Absolutely.
We don't want rain. That's kind of messy.
All right. Tony Ball, Galesburg Letter Carriers, thank you so much.
Appreciate
the work you're doing.
Appreciate
Diane Copeland with Fish Food Pantry, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.